What's going through your head? How much are you just thinking, well, I'm king of this country?
Unfortunately, I thought I was king of the country in about June after the after I dominated another under-18 national championships and knew I was going to go number one, but yeah, many mistakes were made from June to draft night. I can't remember exactly the sequence of events, but I'm pretty sure the draft was on a Saturday. It was either a Friday or a Saturday.
Dangerous.
So, and I was in Melbourne by Sunday night to get ready for training on the Monday. So I raced back home after the draft in Melbourne to a bit of a shindig at my house in Flagstaff Hill where everyone was there, had a bit of fun, and then Sunday I was just sad, I remember, because I had to pack up, leave all my friends and family and go to Melbourne. So it went from the exhilaration of being picked to the devastation of having to leave friends and family and embark on this horrible journey of just running a lot.
You poor thing. I mean, the pressures. You poor thing. Oh, geez. Now I've got to go be the number one pick of the nation and go live out thousands, millions of kids' dreams. So you must have been so sad.
Yeah, I was devastated. I was lucky, very, very lucky that I got to play round one in my first year because we were struggling at that stage. And I think Peter Rode just wanted to get as many games into myself and Farron Ray, who was pick four, as possible. And we probably weren't ready to play. I didn't play well in my first year at all until probably about round 19 or round 20 of that season. But he kept picking me and fast-tracked my development because of that. And once I started playing, that's when I settled into the Melbourne lifestyle a bit more easily and found that I was less homesick because I was enjoying myself playing footy. But that's why it can be tough for those guys who get drafted and don't play straight away. You're playing in the VFL and the homesickness factor does come into it from there. But I found once I was playing senior footy, that certainly helped out.
Is there instant pressure? Were you copping negative criticism because of your early form? If you're the number one pick, are you absolutely expected to go in straight away? And even if it is unfair, because there has been some number one picks who probably still are somewhat not over development players, but their best football is ahead of them instead of making instant impact. Was there scrutiny?
Yeah, I think I copped a fair bit of scrutiny. The majority of it was from Western Bulldogs fans who may have thought, oh, what have we got ourselves here? Number one draft pick and doesn't look the goods. But I had to just get myself fitter and become more professional, and that took a couple of years. So, there was criticism early. I think everyone does expect a number one draft pick to be able to come in and perform right away. So they do now. Generally, they pick a midfielder as the number one pick. There's been a few key position players as the number one pick that haven't quite reached that level, particularly straight away, because as we know, it takes a few more years for the key position players to be able to dominate at AFL level. So I think some of those, like Tom Boyd, John Patton, have been heavily scrutinised because they haven't come in and performed right away. But it is harder for those key position players because you're coming up against generally seasoned, big-bodied key defenders who have been in the game and dominated for a long time.
Just watching Jason Horne-Francis doing probably his first national interview. He's on Sunrise as we speak, so he's got a busy day ahead of him. He's going to be doing the rounds
for the young fella.
As well at 12 o'clock. Is when he and Nasir and a few others, Lekalier as well, are going to be doing some interviews at Adelaide Oval. So I wonder how much sleep he got. How could you get to sleep? How could you sleep soundly? Probably would have got home about 1 o'clock, and he's up again at around about 5 o'clock, probably punching out some his first TV interview at Channel 7.
Yeah, he'll be absolutely knackered by about 2 o'clock this afternoon. He'll be thinking, what? Surely I don't have to do this all the time. No, it's a bit of a whirlwind. At first, he would have been excited last night. Probably slept in the North Melbourne Guernsey. Obviously a big thrill meeting the great Malcolm Blight as well for Jason too. So, would have been a great evening for him, and he'll be tired, I think, at about 4 o'clock.
You slept in your Western Bulldogs top and then arrived at training the next day, and you were quizzed as to why it smelt like Woodstock bourbon.
What is that brown stain?
What are those stains on your top, Adam? Are you wearing K-Swisses? What's going on here?
They're the stains of success.